Hey there, it's Brian LoFermento here, and happy Featured Friday, happy February 2018, and welcome to episode 164, where today we're going to talk about how you get to define yourself as an entrepreneur, because the reality is most entrepreneurs jump into things without ever asking themselves the important questions that set them apart from everybody else. So today's episode is going to be fun because it's about what makes you you, and it's about what can make you successful in your marketplace. Let's dive in. Now, the reason why I chose today's topic as this week's Featured Friday topic is because it is something that probably 90% of entrepreneurs skip, but it really can be the difference between making it and having a consistent brand and being memorable and becoming an expert or an authority figure in your niche, and quite simply just fizzling out and being yet another just nameless, faceless company that nobody ever remembers, and then you're gone in a month, 6 months, a year if you're lucky, and just completely fizzling out. So that thing that I want to talk to you about today, and that thing that I want to share with you, is a brand statement sheet. Now, this is not talked about very much in entrepreneurial circles, but I've talked to so many of my entrepreneurial friends who own multiple six-figure businesses or seven-figure businesses or even multiple seven-figure businesses, and one of the things that we all know that makes us successful and one of the things that we all know that we have an advantage over everybody else on is that we have these brand statement sheets. So anytime people come into my universe and they listen to my podcast or they read my book or they find my training videos online or they see my Facebook ads, one of the things that I'm always complimented on is, holy cow, Brian, your messaging is always so consistent. You always say the right things and you're always on brand as far as the stuff that you say. And it's so cool because anyone who's friends with me on Facebook also knows that that sort of consistency translates across my business. I mean, it goes into my personal life as well. So if you're friends with me on Facebook or on Instagram, you'll see that the same tone of voice that I use with you here on this podcast is the exact same tone of voice that I use in my day-to-day life, which is the exact same tone of voice that I use in my book. So it's what I use all across the spectrum of everything that I do. But on that note, it's really important for you to know, and I've said this a million times before, nothing happens by mistake. You're only going to have that sort of brand consistency and messaging consistency if you clearly define what you want to achieve and what you want your brand to outwardly look like. So that's the cool thing, is how you're seeing me being right now is not by mistake. I mean, just think about how many different podcasts there are in the world. I know, this is me taking back the curtains a little bit for you here today, I know for a fact that the only reason why you're here listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast is because you like my style. Because here's the reality. There are a million other business podcasts. You could just hit top charts, you could go straight to the business category, and you'll learn a lot of the stuff that you need to start or grow your business. There's so many business podcasts out there. I know that I'm not the only one. But every single business podcast has its own style. It's inevitable because it's run by different people. I mean, just look at Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary has made some very clear decisions about what he wants to stand for and what his brand statement sheet consists of. So Gary V's approach is very much abrasive, to the point. It's that hustle, it's that bustle. You definitely know exactly what you're getting with Gary V. Contrast that with Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins is very direct, very strong, but he's also very sympathetic and empathetic. That's core to Tony Robbins' business model. Contrast that with Pat Flynn. So I don't know if you've ever listened to Pat Flynn's podcast, the Smart Passive Income podcast. Pat Flynn is super influential for so many entrepreneurs, myself included. I used to listen to his podcast all the time. And the reason is because Pat Flynn is very intentional about his brand. He feels like the guy next door. He feels literally like your entrepreneurial friend. It's so cool listening to Pat because he's just like, hey guys, it's Pat here. How's everyone doing today? It's literally just him talking to his entire audience as if they're his personal friends. So all of this stuff happens intentionally. Grant Cardone, for example, has a very intentional spin on the way he does business. He's all about always be closing, always be closing. If you're not closing, you're not a man. So he's definitely a man's man. That's his approach to business. So you see, all these different people, we teach very similar content, but we do it in our own way. And so today, this is so important for you as a wantrepreneur or as an entrepreneur because you need to sit down and decide where you fit in. Because I'll tell you what, if you're not putting this work in, then you're not standing out. You will not stand out in your marketplace. So in today's episode, I wanted to share with you a little bit about what goes into your branding sheet. So let's talk about your brand statement sheet at a really high level. This is your one document that dictates everything about your brand. From what you say, to what you look like, to what your content feels like. Everything about your brand lives within your brand statement sheet. This is how, once you have this, and this is cool because it's a Friday episode, take the weekend to be very introspective and start thinking about these things. Once you have this, you will have clear and consistent messaging. And once you have clear and consistent messaging, you'll immediately become more memorable. I'll throw this out there. This is me sharing a little bit about my personal life here on the podcast. I love politics. I am a total political junkie. And as I get older, I get more and more jaded with our political system. So by no means is this me defending the current administration or in any way even having any sort of opinion about the current administration, because I don't want to get into politics on the podcast. But I will tell you this as a marketer. Donald Trump won the election. There's no other way around it. Doesn't mean I'm happy to say that, but what I am saying is that he won the election. So there are lessons to be learned there about how he did that. And one of the things about Donald Trump's election campaign, which is just a marketing campaign, by the way, is that he had very clear and consistent messaging. We can recite, you and I, whether you support the guy or not, we can both recite his campaign running points. I'm going to build a wall. I'm going to make America great again. Those weren't by mistake. I'm going to drain the swamp. Remember, these are all terms that he coined and he stuck by them. And he said them over and over again. That's the power of having a brand statement sheet, is you get that clear and consistent messaging. I mean, similarly, I can't tell you what Mitt Romney's running points were in 2012. I don't know what they were because he didn't have clear and consistent messaging. Think back to Barack Obama's campaign, change. That's the word that comes to mind. He had a very clear brand statement sheet. So let's talk about the specifics of your brand statement sheet. Now, if you're not a usual note taker, you might want to take notes because this is where you're going to have the chance to sit down, look inside yourself, and ask yourself these super deep questions so that you can decide, what do I want my brand to sound like and feel like and look like? So the first thing that should be in your brand statement sheet is the most obvious. What do you stand for? Why the heck should anyone care about your business, your brand, you as an entrepreneur? What do you stand for? So I'll give you some examples. For me, clearly I love entrepreneurship. I stand very much for entrepreneurship. I think entrepreneurship has the ability to not only change the economy, but change the world and change people's day-to-day lives. That is probably the biggest thing that I stand for. Some other things that I've written down that I stand for in my brand statement sheet. I believe in running a business that you're proud of. This isn't about just running any business. We could all run successful businesses that we're not proud of and that don't light us up. But I love seeing people grow businesses that they're proud of. I believe in leading with value. I mean, look at you and I right here on this podcast. I'm giving you value. I'm not asking for anything in exchange. I believe that when you lead with value, people will learn to love you, like you, and trust you, and they're going to want to buy from you one day. So I believe in leading with value. I believe in building customer-centric businesses. How many times have you heard me say on the podcast, it's not about you, it's about your customer. You want to find a business idea? Stop thinking about you and start thinking about who you serve. I say these things all the time, and they come so natural to me because these are at the core of my brand statement sheet. I believe in scalability. I mean, I've been on the flip side of the coin. I've grown a business in a non-scalable fashion. I know how it takes a toll on you. I know how it takes a toll on your clients. I love scalability, and I believe in scalability. I believe that you owe it to the world to get your gifts into the world. It's something I say on the podcast. It's something I say inside all of my courses and programs and retreats. It's something I say all over the place. And it's because it's in my brand statement sheet. So that's the first part. What do you stand for? The second part, what do you stand against? Ask yourself, sit down and say, what do I stand against? What are the things that I'm fighting? I'll give you some more examples from my own personal brand statement sheet. I hate dishonest marketing. I hate it when marketers say, oh, you know, we've only got 3 copies left. No, you don't. We all know that that's not true. That's dishonest marketing. And I know that because I so firmly stand against that and I do business the way that feels right to me, people are attracted to my business and they're attracted to my marketing. I also stand against working 100-hour weeks. Again, I did that. In 2012, 2013, I was working insane hours. I know what that feels like. And now I'm so passionate about helping entrepreneurs build businesses that don't require that. One of my favorite things about my business is I get to play tennis in the middle of the afternoon whenever I want. That stuff lights me up. So I'm against hustling, grinding, doing those crazy 100-hour work weeks. Does it mean that they'll never happen? Does it mean that you can grow a business without that hustle and grind? No, absolutely not. But I don't think that it should be a habit. I also stand against motion. I've talked about action versus motion on the podcast many times before, but I firmly stand against people who are stuck in motion rather than action. That they feel like they're busy, they feel like they're making progress, but the reality is the activities that they're investing their time in isn't moving their business forward. I firmly stand against a lack of focus. I pride myself so much on my focus levels. I say no to 90% of things that cross my path. People say, hey, do you want to get involved in this business? No. Hey, do you want to talk to this person about becoming a potential client? No, I don't. I stand against a lack of focus because I know how costly it was in my earlier entrepreneurial days, and I know how costly it is when people are looking to get started. So, what do you stand against? Now, these next two ones are very fun and they're very intertwined. And if you take the time to figure these next two out, then you'll have on your brand statement sheet basically your future marketing campaigns written for you. So those two things are, what does your market currently believe about your industry, your product, your service, your business, whatever it is, or all of the above is really ideal, and what false beliefs currently exist within your market? So what false beliefs? Those are super powerful. You can use those a lot in your marketing. So for example, here are some false beliefs that I've got written down about my market. They believe that they don't have enough money to start a business. That's why everything I do is about starting a low to no overhead business. It's hard to hit $10,000 a month. That's another false belief that exists in my market. And that's why I often talk about simple math. I mean, if you sell something for $1,000, you only need 10 sales a month to make 10K. If you sell something for $4,000, you only need 2.5 sales a month to make $10,000 a month. So that's why I constantly say the words simple math. Business is made up of simple math. Now, that didn't come to my brain by mistake. It's not something that I just thought of in the shower one day. It's something that I came up with because I wrote down my market's existing beliefs about my industry. So what does your current market currently believe and what false beliefs currently exist within your market? Now, I'm going to read all these to you again at the end of the episode. And if you're on the go and you can't take notes right now, don't worry. I'll list these questions for the brand statement sheet on the show notes page at thewantrepreneurshow.com. So, other things to think about for your brand statement sheet. How are you different? Take some time. Sit down, ask yourself, how am I different? I mean, the things that make me different are my mindset, my experiences up to this point, the businesses that I've grown up to this point, the sheer volume of entrepreneurs that I've talked to and worked with. I mean, I've had my hands in so many different businesses from the ground up. It's just the nature of the work that I do now. I have over 4,000 entrepreneurs in my online programs. So what makes you different? The next one, what type of person do you want to be? You can choose anything out there. You could be that nerdy guy. I mean, Bill Gates clearly built his early brand on being that nerdy guy. He was unassuming. He wasn't intimidating. It is what it is. He loved computers and he built computers that would work. So that's how he positioned himself. What type of person do you want to be? Do you want to be abrasive, aggressive, nice, relatable, approachable? Who do you want to be? Or do you want to be distanced? Do you want to start building yourself up as a celebrity that people can't get a hold of? It's up to you, but it happens intentionally. The next one, what are your personal beliefs? What are the quotes that you live by that are influential in your life? What tone of voice do you want to have with people? What are some stories that have shaped you? All of these things, this journey of self-exploration helps dictate your brand statement sheet. And I'll tell you what, when you complete this, you're going to start standing out from everybody else in your industry. Just think about it. I'm thinking back to 2012 when I started my web design and search engine optimization agency. My business partner and I, we put this work in. Not at first, we didn't know what we were doing at first, but we quickly looked around and said, holy cow, every web designer in our area, in the Boston area, they're all so bland and boring and they say the exact same things. And so my business partner and I, when we started making a list of how we're different, we said we're young, we're fun, we're innovative. We started doing silly things like sending out videos, personalized videos in every single proposal that we sent out. So these companies would open up their proposals and see videos of my business partner and I being like, hey, what's up? I'm Brian. I'm Kevin. Welcome to your search engine optimization proposal. We were in front of a green screen. We did all these funny things. It was part of our brand statement sheet. We knew who we were. We knew what our place in the market was. It didn't happen by mistake. So there's so many things that you should sit down and think about. It'll make you stand out. It'll drive people to you. It'll basically write your marketing campaigns for you. It'll write your sales copy for you, but only if you put the work in. So this is a really fun exercise. I invite you to actually sit down, be introspective, and ask yourself these questions. That's it for today's Featured Friday episode. I can't wait to see what you all come up with. Don't be shy. Drop me an email. Share your brand statement sheet with me. I'm more than happy to get back to you with some feedback or my thoughts or other things that you should consider. So just drop me an email. My email address is hello@imetbrian.com. And as always, I will see you next week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with new episodes of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.